Welcome to StarNet Regions 1 and 3 podcast. My name is Dr. Annie Ranking, and I am a family resource specialist with StarNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org. Welcome to the podcast for this week. We're continuing our conversations about active parenting, a program that we provide as training to parents and parent educators through StarNet Regions 1 and 3. And today we're going to dive into topic 4, how to teach our children respect in our society today. Have you ever heard your child say something and you think to yourself, wow, that was disrespectful. I wonder where they heard that from. Chances are, they have heard it from adults in their lives or the technology they engage with on a daily basis. While technology is a whole nother subject, we're going to concentrate on being respectful to our children so they learn from us as role models what respect looks like, what it sounds like, and what it feels like within the culture of our family or the culture of our classroom. We have probably all heard the saying, respect is something you have to give in order to receive. This is usually true, except when it comes to a parent-child or teacher-child relationship. It is our responsibility as parents to always teach and role model respect, even when we feel we have been disrespected or we feel angry, frustrated, or hurt. Providing this solid role model for our children will end up paying off in the long run for us and our children. If every time we got angry, we yelled at our children, guess what their learned response would be when they get angry? They would yell. Most likely, they will yell at us in response to yelling from us. Therefore, we need to constantly teach our children what respect is through the actions, the words, and the conversations we have with them. When you show your child respect, even when you are angry or providing discipline, you help them learn to respect themselves while demonstrating how to treat others respectfully. How can adults be disrespectful to children, you may be asking yourself? Well, as you reflect on this question, think to yourself how you would feel if your boss treated you in a way that you may sometimes treat your children, yelling at them, calling them names, maybe being sarcastic, ignoring them. All of these are examples from Active Parenting by Dr. Popkin. We live in a society today where everyone is equal and should be treated equal. Remember, it goes back to helping our child's brain develop. One of the ways adults can be disrespectful to children is yelling at them. If you're angry, tell your child you are angry and how that they make you feel or how you might deal with anger appropriately. Walk away if needed. Count to 10. Do belly breaths. It is important to remember that your child needs to know what emotions are and appropriate ways to handle those emotions by watching the adults in their lives as role model. Yelling, in essence, is not an appropriate response. We need to help children appropriately cope with their feelings. Another way adults can be disrespectful is by calling children names, such as, you're such a brat, you'll never amount to anything, you're such a loser. Now, some of us may be listening to this and think, I've never heard anybody call a child that, or I've never said that to someone. That's something that we can reflect on, because some children live in environments where they are compared to their siblings. They are put down by some of the language that is said in their house, maybe not by their family member or their parent, but maybe by siblings. And it's important to remember that children live up to the expectations that are put before them. So when we expect them or call them a brat, then they begin to use that as self-talk. Remember, children are not bad. Sometimes they may make bad or poor choices, but they are not inherently bad kids, but rather good kids who sometimes make some choices that need to be guided into a better choice. Another way that adults can be disrespectful to children is by ignoring them. Thinking about yourself as a role model and thinking about ignoring children is one way that they can continue to decrease their self-esteem. Thinking about appropriate ways to deal with anger and have conversations in a respectful way. Going along with ignoring them is also not introducing them to others. Have you ever been in a store with a friend or a significant other and you see someone they know? Your friend may go up and talk to that person while you're standing right there, right next to them, shoulder to shoulder. After their 5-minute conversation, you walk away from your friend's significant other and you think to yourself, why did you not introduce me? Am I not good enough for your friends to know? Children sometimes have the same questions, the same internal thoughts. And finally, expecting them to fail, expecting them to misbehave or otherwise mess up. When you do realize you might have disrespected your child, we are all human, it is important to apologize. Apologizing sincerely also sends the message to our children that it is okay to say, I'm sorry, and to fix it. As Dr. Popkin says, when mutual respect is a cornerstone of your own interactions with people, your children come to adopt it in almost everything they do without even trying. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast focused on how we teach our children to be respectful through our role modeling and actions. Thank you for listening to our podcast from StarNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org.